All right, as we're looking towards this weekend, such an amazing opportunity to truly give back to a member of our community and a family that needs it at this point in time. And over, year after year, the Randy Carlson Memorial Hockey Tournament has done just that. So we're going to go to one of its organizers right now, Bob Anderson. Thank you so much for being here on the show with us this morning, Bob.
Oh, thanks for having me, Brittany.
Oh, you're welcome. And truly, sincerely, I mean that. Thank you so much to everybody who is involved in this for time and time again giving back to these families that need it. Let's remind people who the beneficiary is this year.
Sure, we're doing this for Paige Stone. She's a 10-year-old little girl from Brockway. Poor Paige, I mean, she's gone through more than any kid should ever have to go through. She was diagnosed, I believe, with cancer at 3 months old, or having all these tumors that would develop that have turned cancerous, and she's been struggling ever since, her family, and we just want to help them out as much as we can here.
Yeah, and being able to surround them not just with a lot of love, but also that monetary donation does make a big difference whenever a family is going through something like this. So how can we give back? What's going on with the Randy Carlson Memorial Tournament this year?
Sure, we're going to be in Brockway, hopefully on Saturday. Weather pending. If it rains, we'll be there Sunday. We have a big day of roller hockey planned. We have 8 teams playing, a lot of great action. But in addition to the entry fees that players are paying, we have a Chinese auction going on from about 9 o'clock till roughly 2:30, and a ton of great prizes to give away that people can buy tickets and try to win these prizes.
I like that you put something on the schedule for not just the fantastic hockey players, but also the people who are more like me who cannot stay upright on a pair of skates.
Sure, but I'll tell you, if you like hockey at all or sporting events, you're going to love the action down there. There's a brand new hockey court, and, you know, it does get competitive, but we're all there for, you know, a good cause, and we all keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. Can we just rewind a few years here, Bob, because I know the Randy Carlson Memorial Tournament is clearly close to your heart and started for a very, very good reason. Can we talk about why this began?
Sure. We used to play with a fellow named Randy Carlson. He played in our league for a couple of years, and we really got close to him. Unfortunately, he was diagnosed with melanoma and lost his battle back in, I believe, 2004. So we wanted to kind of keep his legacy alive, and we originally started the tournament just to kind of raise awareness. And eventually it came to mind that we ought to try to raise some money, and over the years it's kind of evolved to be what it is today. We've raised close to $20,000 in our time doing this tournament, and in recent years, we've raised even as much as $5,000 in a year. So we're just hoping to continue to, you know, to grow the tournament, give back as much as we can.
Wonderful. What a beautiful thing to do in your friend's memory, to turn a very tragic situation and a loss into just a beautiful act of love for the families in our community. So thank you for doing that. One more time, the date and the time and the place where we need to show up.
Sure. It's in Brockway at the park. You'll see us. And 9 o'clock, our event starts. The Chinese auction runs until about 2:30. So come get your tickets. Help us out that way. If you want to stick around and see who wins the championship, we'll be playing until about 5:30 that day. And in the event of rain, we'll be there on Sunday.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you again. And thank you sincerely for doing what you do and giving back in this really beautiful way. Thanks, Bob.
Well, thanks for promoting it.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's Bob Anderson talking about the Randy Carlson Memorial Tournament happening this Saturday, May 29th in Brockway.